When it comes to family vacations, there are a million different trips you can take. You can get your own trip to Texas. Or if you prefer a vacation from your family, you can always get your own leave the kids with grandma. Yay! Trip to Texas. So go to TravelTexas.com/get your own for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokers Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Hi, everyone. I'm Cheryl Butler, and you're listening to the Mighty Mommy's Quick and Dirty Tips podcast, which will help make your life as a parent a little bit easier and a lot more fun. Welcome. Today's episode is number 583, five super cool reasons to choose a summer staycation, because this year your big summer travel plans may be canceled, but you don't need a beach and a drink with a little umbrella in it to renew your vigor. Take a staycation instead. For the past year, every time I looked at May on my calendar, I became giddy with excitement. Not only is this my birthday month, but we were also planning on taking a much-needed family vacation to Bermuda. We'd made exciting plans for lounging on the soft pink sand of our private beach, splashing in the refreshing turquoise water, and snorkeling with a rainbow of tropical fish. But then something happened we would have never planned on, a pandemic. Though disappointed that Bermuda couldn't be our destination of choice this year, I knew we needed to find a way to spend the scheduled time relaxing and chilling out. If we couldn't travel to our vacation would come to us. Hello, staycation. So what the heck is a staycation? You've probably heard the term, but in case you haven't, staycation is the trendy term for taking a vacation without traveling far from home. There are hundreds of definitions, but my favorite comes from financial guru Dave Ramsey. An increasingly popular way to get away from it all is to go nowhere. Believe it or not, you can have plenty of fun by staying in your neck of the woods. It's called a staycation, where you pack zero bags, never fight traffic, don't have to pay an arm and a leg to fill up the gas tank. For those who just want time with their families or a break from the office, the staycation is a great way to relax without busting the budget. And that's Dave Ramsey's take. Time away from your usual routines, including limited contact with smartphones, social media, and other distractions that cloud your mind and prevent you from unwinding, are essential when planning your staycation. First, you need to create a staycation mindset. The very first element of a fantastic staycation is creating the right frame of mind. Palm trees and cruise ships, yeah, they certainly add a magical feel to a getaway, but if you gear up for fun and relaxation, you can still achieve those vacation vibes, minus the tropical atmosphere. Alex Soo-Jun Kim Peng, PhD, author of Rest and the Distraction Addiction, says that a vacation can help you tap into a mindset that allows you to relax, but you don't have to go on an extended trip away from home to accomplish that. In How to Reap the Mental Benefits of a Vacation Without Actually Going on One, Peng explains, the psychological benefits of vacation wear off after about 2 months, so if you aim to maximize your happiness, shorter vacations are the way to go. If staycationing is your plan this summer, rally the troops and yourself by building some exciting momentum before it begins. A few ways to do this are: create a staycation countdown on your calendar. Woohoo! Clean and straighten up your home a day or two before so you can ease into staycation mode without being distracted by unfinished chores. Make a staycation playlist with fun tunes. Think beach hits and anything with a calypso beat and a steel drum. Purchase some items to put you into a relaxing mood. Things like refreshing candles or incense, cheerful wind chimes, funky beach towels, cozy throws and vibrant colors to snuggle under when you're roasting marshmallows, or fun plastic drinkware for delicious cocktails and mocktails. Don't forget to stock your fridge with fresh and nutritious ingredients and foods. Purchase vacation food, things you wouldn't normally indulge in unless you were on vacation. Don't forget an assortment of thirst-quenching beverages like fruity sparkling water, a variety of herbal teas, mixers for tropical drinks, and of course, beer and wine. Shop for a few new outfits or accessories for you and the family that will freshen up your wardrobe for day trips. A new piece of loungewear will put you in such a relaxed mood. And finally, put together some staycation grab bags for the kids. It's fun to have surprises such as new crafts, toys, flip-flops, gift cards, and sweet treats that they weren't expecting. So now, five amazing reasons to take a staycation. Number one, staycations mean bonus time. Do you always wish your vacation could be just a few days longer? When you don't have to spend a day traveling to and from your destination, you easily free up a couple of extra days. When you're enjoying time off without traveling, there's no long wait at the airport, no delays or changing flights, and no worries about checking into hotels, unpacking, and easing into vacation mode. You're already here and ready to go. Quick tip for you. Use one of those bonus days for a little me time. I planned a massage and a facial for the first day of our staycation. It was pure heaven, and I unwound instantly. Number two, you can turn your routines upside down. One of the highlights of taking time off is breaking out of your daily schedules and routines. You may not be jet-setting around the world, but even on a staycation, staying away from everyday stressors is essential. Turn off email notifications on your phone, as well as your regular work week alarms. Nix errands or using this much-needed break to clean and play catch-up. This time should be dedicated to all things soothing and enjoyable. And forget about setting the alarm each morning. Once your family rolls out of bed, treat them to a gourmet breakfast at a local diner or a pancake house. Feel like having ice cream sundaes for a late lunch after you investigate the quaint shops in a nearby town? Do it! One of the benefits to your staycation is leaving the same old grind behind and living in the moment doing things you don't typically make time to do. I made sure our staycation was also a playcation, meaning the emphasis is on all things fun. And let your kids control part of your plans. One day, I turned over the reins to my 14-year-old daughter, and she planned a fantastic day, including horseback riding, a Mamma Mia movie marathon, and a delicious meal of sushi from one of our favorite takeout restaurants. Number three, you'll get a fresh perspective when you see things with a tourist's eyes. Staycations are the perfect opportunity to be a tourist in your own backyard. There are dozens of neat places to explore in your town and nearby cities that you probably have never made time for because you're just too busy with your hectic day-to-day life. Remember to make these outings leisurely and carefree, just as you would if you were strolling through an unknown port during a cruise. Saunter through historic downtown museums, art galleries, and public gardens. Enjoy being able to relax and take in the scenery around as you sip frozen lemonade or graze on local tastes. Friends of ours took a staycation, and they rented a convertible to liven up their exploration. They downloaded the Round Scenic Route GPS navigation app, which helps you to discover local picturesque driving and walking routes. And if hiking is your thing, try a resource like alltrails.com to find the nearest hiking or walking trails. Connecting with nature is also a great way to unwind and re-energize. And take plenty of photos. Staycation moments are worthy of capturing and posting for friends and family. Taking a staycation doesn't mean you can't travel at all. If you're near a beach, a local amusement park, the mountains, or a city with museums, consider taking advantage of the short distance and do some day tripping. Dine at nearby fancy restaurants that might typically not fit your budget. Hey, it's a staycation after all. And you've got to go geocaching. This is the perfect treasure hunting game for the entire family that requires little more than a GPS-enabled device, some gas in your tank, and a sense of adventure. You can download an app at many of geocaching sites or hop on one of the many geocaching sites to receive instructions on where buried treasure is located in your area. Have fun tracking down as many items as you can. Hop on over to my page at www.quickanddirtytips.com/mighty-mommy and you can see a fun video that gives an excellent overview of what you can expect when your geocaching hunt begins. My kids and I did this a couple of years ago, and oh my goodness, it was so much fun. Number 4. Spontaneity is the rule, not the exception. When vacationing away from home, many people find the courage to be a bit daring and try something completely new. Why not bring that sense of adventure to your staycation? Leave time open for spontaneous adventures. Find a salon and have a family makeover. Dine at ethnic restaurants you've never tried before. Shop for a new piece of furniture for your family room. Hire a babysitter to stay one night with your kids while you and your honey book a night at a luxury hotel. You can sip umbrella cocktails by the pool, read a stack of your favorite magazines, and order room service. Don't overthink it. Stay focused on throwing all caution to the wind and let loose. And finally, number 5. Reentry is a breeze. My family's recent staycation was honestly one of the best weeks we've spent together as a family in years. Everyone was able to pick at least one activity or restaurant that they wanted to try, and we all participated. We unfollowed schedules, disconnected, mostly, from phones and social media, tried dozens of new restaurants, chilled out with movies and books, and even stayed in a pricey seaside hotel for one night. There was no pressure to keep up with the travel itinerary, and we also exercised together quite often. And because we were home and not traveling, the last day of our staycation, our family fell in love with a rescue puppy that had no home. And guess what? We adopted him. Now that's spontaneous. But as an important note, adopting a pet is a serious commitment. You may make a spontaneous decision to fulfill the family dream of bringing home a new pet, but make sure you're dedicated to giving your pet the best care possible for the rest of its life before you take the leap. Best of all, because we didn't have to fly, we spent our final staycation day napping and then preparing a 5-star home-cooked meal to celebrate our fabulous week. That last down day gave us the chance to settle in and prepare a few things for the following week of school and work. So when we did resume our routines, re-entry was a breeze. How will you take a summer break this year? Please join the conversation and share your thoughts in the comments section at quickanddirtytips.com/mighty-mommy. You can also join in on the Mighty Mommy Facebook page or Twitter, and feel free to email me at mommy@quickanddirtytips.com. Listen and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. As always, thanks so much for listening this week. Check back next week for my episode on strengthening the father-daughter bond. As Father's Day draws near, this will be a special way to reflect on this very important relationship. Have a great week, and I look forward to hearing all about how you're celebrating some downtime this summer. Until next time, happy parenting!
When it comes to family vacations, there are a million different trips you can take. You can get your own trip to Texas. Or if you prefer a vacation from your family, you can always get your own leave the kids with grandma.
Yay!
Trip to Texas. So go to TravelTexas.com/get your own for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.
Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.